enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
McKenzie, we got the whole show. We're gonna do it 4 hours and we gotta go. What?
Woo, congratulations. Officially, we have all made it to Friday. Yeah!
Yes! Woo! Let's go around the room, say hello to everybody. McKenzie, how was your day?
Hello, darling. It was great. Two life-changing things happened to me yesterday.
Oh, she's pregnant! I knew it!
Nope.
Oh.
The first one that happened was... Okay, so remember I had a traumatic day when in Indianapolis they got all that snow?
Yes, it sucked earlier in the
week. And I was like,
week.
I'm going to get a self-starter from my car. I get a call yesterday. The guy from the dealership that I ordered it from. He goes, Kins, look down at your keychain. I've had one for the last 3 years and I didn't know it.
What? McKenzie?
I showed him my like thing and all he's like, you see that second button with the circle and the two? He's like, you lock it, you press it twice, you have a self-starter. I've had one this entire time.
All right, guys, hang on a second.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
I didn't know.
It's the dummy of the day.
McKenzie.
I have a nice vehicle, and I knew that there was probably, but I thought
how
I had a good
one. How do you not know you have one?
This could have changed my life for the last 3 years.
See, if I was smarter, I'd be like, hey,
we
installed one for you. It's in now. All you do is hit this button.
Isn't that crazy?
$300.
Yeah, thank you very kindly. So, by the way, if you are listening, if you know anywhere that's like a good reputable place to go get an actual remote car starter in, I know I'm looking for one. My wife's looking for one. I'm sure we all want one as it gets cooler this time of year. Hit us up in the DMs, Joe McKenzie.
Well, I'm sure our guys, me, Andy Moore, and your guy. You got a guy.
I got people. I mean, I don't have a guy.
You got a guy. But I was relieved that I didn't have to get one. I have one. But it was
boom.
Like, what a blonde moment. I felt like such an idiot. Anyway, that's exciting. The other game changer, which is not as fun, but it has happened. We've been talking about it for weeks now. Over on Instagram, they're getting rid of likes. Like, you can't see the number of people that have liked your photo. And it happened to me.
No!
No more. I can't tell. You can see who's liked it. So, like, my picture, I post a pic with Dan and Shay, my throwback picture. And it'll say, liked by blah, 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 and others. But it doesn't say, like, and 1,000 others. It won't say a number.
What happens if you click others?
So you can see still who liked it. So I guess you could go through and count if you have the time.
One,
but,
hey, wait, two, no, three. I got 4 likes.
Look on the top.
Oh, hold on. Game changer. Only you can see the total number of people who have liked your post.
But wait, now I'm confused because I just went to your page and I see the picture of you and Dan and Shay.
And you can see
and
it?
And I can see how many likes you have.
But I can't.
Maybe it's just the beginning of the purge.
Okay, so there's a beginning of a purge on Instagram. You're not going to be able to see the number of likes. But when you click your little heart to see who's liked it, the activity page, apparently you can see...
I bet you that's going to go away soon.
Yeah. So anyway, I always get like the experimental, like I got music first before everybody. I don't know why my account does, but anyway.
I finally got the freaking music on my phone. I don't even care anymore about it. Like it finally let me have it. It's like not available in your region. I'm like, okay, McKenzie's 3 feet away. We're in the same region. Nah. Give it to me.
That's interesting. Okay.
What about you, Chops? How was your day?
It was good. I worked at the steakhouse. I did all right. I've kind of got some breaking news.
Ooh, I like
breaking
news.
Everyone has breaking news.
Yes.
I went to the motor vehicle place.
Okay, for your car, right? You've been having an issue?
Yep. I went to try to get my registration, and I can't because there's a lien on my car. When there's a lien on the car, you need the actual owner of the car, which is my father. So the lien isn't going to be paid off until like February.
Physically, well, he has to be there?
Right.
Well, wait, what do you mean? Like, you owe money on your car still?
Yeah, you know that.
No, I thought you're...
I mean, I paid it off years ago, but remember I took out a $23,000 loan I've been paying off.
Oh, that loan?
Yeah, they used my car as collateral, a lien.
Oh, I didn't realize that was it.
Yeah.
So what does this mean then? Like, because you need to have it now.
Right, I mean, oh, so what I tried to do is re-register it in Michigan, and where I previously lived before here. And Michigan's like, oh, well, first of all, you're a week expired. Second of all, you don't even have Michigan insurance anymore, so you can't. So I'm like, literally, I can't. I cannot register my car.
But a lot of people owe money on their cars.
But that's because, yeah, but my dad is the owner of the car.
Okay.
And they need my dad here.
So he has to physically come here?
Yeah.
So if he came here, could you get it done?
Yes.
But could I pretend to be your dad? Hey, I would like to transfer over this car to my son, Pork Chop.
You need his social security number and his ID. Then
give
it to
me. I'll memorize. Like, yeah, my young son here,
hilarious.
He likes to drive for Uber.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. Like, why won't the state let me register the car? Like, what the heck?
Because I have to do the same thing. I have my passport, my social security card, two proofs. I have, like, so much identity
this
stuff.
This is my daughter, Mackenzie. Let her get it, too.
Yeah, this is crazy.
All right, cool. Intern Chloe, how was your day yesterday?
I was sick. I think I got food poisoning.
From? What'd you eat?
Don't say the place if they're like an advertiser, but...
Recently, I ate out at like a fast food place that serves like Asian food, so...
Okay.
I think that was it. Because I don't normally eat out, so...
Did you throw up?
Yeah.
Aww.
It was rough.
What about you, Live the Web Girl? All right, she's on her way. Okay. Let's see. Wait, is she actually there? Hold on a second. Oh, you're calling her? Hey, I can't hear you. Turn your stuff up.
Hey, you good?
Hey, yeah. We'll be there shortly.
All righty. See you soon.
Bye.
Okay.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, let's do this. It is tea time. Happy Friday. Kicking things off with, Kelly Clarkson. She's so awesome. Her new talk show doing very well. She had none other than Nick Jonas on, and she was like, dude, I don't even remember the Joe Bros opening for me back in the day.
I had no idea that y'all opened for me in 2005.
Well, we
didn't. Because I feel like I just got really cool.
No, so no one cared about us in 2005. We were just coming up, and basically to get other gigs, we listed the other acts that we'd opened up for. But that really just meant that we were on like the outside stage in the parking lot while you were playing for 40,000 people.
Still the
but
same.
But you helped us get a lot of gigs after that, so thank
gosh.
You. We owe you 20%.
I would be like, I'm sticking to that. I have that on video recorded.
That's right. Give me all the stuff you have.
Give me all the things, yes. He also goes on to say that Chasing Happiness, their documentary, even if that hadn't happened, they would have released it, and that was actually what X led to the reunion, the Joe Bros getting back together, the album, the tour. Boom. Just like going through old memorabilia.
That's what leads everybody to get back together. Money.
Yes, money, honey. Moving on to Jeff Goldblum, who has a new show over on Disney Plus, who everyone is loving. I'm checking out this weekend. I haven't gone there yet, but I have my password. I can't wait for Disney Plus. Jeff Goldblum says he helped put a tattoo of himself on a dude's leg.
Yes, yeah. I went to Pittsburgh where they have a Jeff Goldblum Day in one of the parlors there. They just do Jeff Goldblum tattoos.
Only
anyway,
that.
Yeah. I surprised them. We got it on film, and there's a guy, Dr. Blobner is in fact his name, who was getting me on his calf. And I said, Dr. Blobner, can I do a couple of marks? And he said, okay. So on camera, I'm giving him a tattoo.
I'm sure that turned out wonderful.
That would be a mistake, right?
Why that should be a box of shame punishment. You have to get somebody on the show tattooed on you.
That's crazy. Do you guys remember there's a bunch of actors that have dared other actors. Ryan Cabrera from back in the day on MTV, he dated Ashley Simpson. Anyway, he lost a bet. I interviewed him. He has a huge Ryan Gosling face tattoo on his calf because he lost a bet.
That's a terrible,
so
terrible
crazy.
Punishment.
Oh, man. A-Rod probably would get a J-Lo tattoo, right, of his lady who's filling in Jimmy Fallon on how the wedding plans are going.
I mean, are you planning it? Are you working on it?
I would say it's stressful, but it's really not. It's actually, you just let Jennifer plan everything and you just say, all right.
All right. Yep. Just let the lady do her thing. Did Lens help you plan or did you
do it? She did the whole thing and I did nothing right.
Perfect.
I know what my place is.
Yes, honey. And lastly here, Will Smith is giving us his definition of love.
So I was thinking about love. I was thinking about how difficult it is for us to find and to maintain the love that we all yearn for. A big part of the problem is that we misdefine love. The thing that we call love, the thing that we're searching for and we're trying to create that we call love is actually not love.
Well, then what is love?
I think he's talking about connection because I was really listening. So this is part of like a 6-minute new video documentary, a commentary that Will's doing. And he's going to talk about different things, different subjects. So deep
All right.
thoughts from Will Smith.
All right. I hope I can finally figure out what love
connection.
Is.
Live Sports Minute.
All right. Liv is here. She just got here, kind of a rough start to the morning. But we have intern Chloe, who we didn't know this, secretly is a huge sports fan and said, hey, I know Liv's like a few minutes behind today. Can I do it? And I guess.
I mean, she came in blazing. Intern Chloe Money was like, did you hear about the cricket game last night? And we're like, what?
I didn't even know there was a cricket game. So, okay, today we're calling it Intern Chloe's Sports Minute. I don't know. Here's an opportunity. Maybe it'll be a new thing for you. Go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah, because, you know, I love the sports balls and stuff. So,
sports balls?
Yeah.
Yes.
So there was a fight. I didn't know this was a thing, but apparently it is. In football, the Browns and the Steelers had a game at some point.
Yeah,
recently.
Yeah. Do you call that football? Because we call it football.
American football. My football is the soccer kind.
Oh, yes. Okay.
A guy by the name of Miles Garrett was ejected from the game because he started a fight with several Pittsburgh players. Garrett hit their quarterback, Mason, and then so Mason tried to take off Garrett's helmet, but Garrett ended up taking Mason's helmet off and then hit him over the head with it. That was like,
wow, the drama. I saw it. Yes. It was, and then all the guys are all pumped.
It was intense. And then a full fight broke out, so they're all in trouble.
So who won the fight, would we all say? Guys, did you watch the fight, Joe?
It was insane.
Who won?
I would say the Browns player that took the helmet off started beating the crap out of the Pittsburgh people. Nobody could hold him back.
All that matters is Juju Smith-Schuster only got me 4 points last night.
Oh, they're going to say Juju on the beat. I love that
Juju
song.
Juju on the beat. Juju on the beat. I mean, it's not great for the kids. Obviously, terrible example, but was exciting to watch.
It looked entertaining, but somebody definitely got hurt.
Next story, please.
Colts are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday at 1 p.m. Another football thing.
Woo, go Colts!
Houston Texans, another football team, are traveling to Baltimore to play the Ravens on Sunday at 1.
Go Texans!
12 Central.
Basketball, b-ball, as the kids say. The Indiana Pacers are going to play the Houston Rockets today in Houston at 8 p.m.
7 Central.
I was also informed that they have a back-to-back game this weekend, too.
It's also against the Pacers. Oh, no.
No? Okay. Anyway, continuing.
Sorry, poor Tep does that.
Yeah,
he often derails bits.
Astros, that's a baseball team. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, in Houston, yes.
Fun. Houston. They're in trouble because apparently they've been using cameras in the middle of the fields. Is that a thing? Is normally?
Yeah, they just have their cell phones and their cameras on them as they're like playing and they're just filming.
They thought the center field was just on Instagram, but he was actually recording
stuff.
They're
like, wait, I got to get this boomerang.
Just, you can't do that. You'll get in trouble. Anybody want to hear about cricket?
Yes!
England, so they have these warm-up matches recently. They're in New Zealand right now. They're doing test games. The first one starts on November 20th at Mount Magwani.
Ooh.
Oh, I love Mount Magwani.
Are there some hot cricket players?
Yeah, their team captain's pretty attractive, but he's injured right now. He hurt his foot.
What's his name?
His name's Joe Root.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, Mackenzie's going to go take care of him.
He's hurt right now.
I think he's so hot. What's your guy do? I'm a man's a cricket player. Captain of the team.
Yeah, he's doing great for himself. So.
Woo!
That's about it.
All right.
It's your Chloe Money.
There you go.
Nice work.
That was... the most broad coverage I think we've ever had in the Sports Minute.
And that's how it's supposed to be. You're welcome.
Okay. Yes, honey. Nicely right. done.
Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. You want to make $1,000? Well, you now can. You can get $1,000 for watching Hallmark's Christmas movies. CenturyLink, quote, is looking for lovers of all things Hallmark and Christmas to watch 24 different Hallmark movies by December 25th. So that's like a movie a day. That's doable, right?
Yes.
In return, they're going to give that person $1,000 and a Hallmark movie watching kit.
A kit? What does this include? Like candy canes and candles?
Probably tissues to cry because yes. It's, you know, maybe some hot cocoa, all the good stuff.
See, these things sound too good to be true.
Well, I mean, it's great publicity because, like, it's only $1,000. That's like spending $1,000 on advertising.
Yeah, it's true.
I wish we had a $1,000 advertising budget for this show. That would be awesome.
I wish our restrooms worked. That'd
be
cool.
Well, you got a lot of wishes. Some of them can come true, some won't. An Arkansas paramedic. This is an insane story. I understand now why some people don't want to have that thing where they're a donor on their car because they're afraid like that they'll let people like die and take their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this story. I am a donor, by the way, and I still think you should. An Arkansas paramedic was arrested this week after cutting a 1.7-carat diamond ring from a deceased woman's finger at a hospital. She sold it at a pawn shop. The woman had experienced a medical emergency and was brought to the hospital, later pronounced dead. After her death, the woman's personal effects were given to her sister and her husband. They noticed, three of her rings are missing. Two of the three rings were recovered 2 days later. Investigators said the paramedic sold the third ring to a pawn shop. The lady that pawned it made $45. The ring worth $8,000.
Wow.
Which goes to show you, by the way, too, pawn shops never give you any value.
No, they do not.
Best I can do is $5. I'll sell this for $5,000. Okay. The paramedic was taken into custody. But, okay, I still think you should donate your organs because you could help somebody else live. But, man, that person, how many times has this been happening? Is this the first, like, one and done, do you think? Or do you think they've done this before?
That is absolutely terrible. I remember when Chops and I lived on the West Coast, there was a murder on one of the trains, and it was terrible. The guy who went down, someone stole his backpack and ran away, like before, like after it had just happened, and stole his wallet and stuff, and it was terrible. It made national news. There's some bad people out
there. Yeah, you think like, oh, people can't be that bad. Well, apparently they can be.
Ugh,
all right, let me give you some good stuff here. Let's
uplift it, yeah.
Let me change your feelings with food. How about this? Twinkie cereal will be on the shelves in stores next month. Post Consumer Brands and Hostess Brands are teaming up with the cereal, and they're going to be, I guess, in a box kind of shaped like a Twinkie. It'll be available nationwide at the end of December. How do we feel about Twinkie cereal? I would like to try it.
I love cereal. I literally could have cereal probably for pretty much every meal, so I would try it.
Okay, well, I didn't realize you like cereal. What about this? Eggo cereal.
Yes!
Is back after a 7-year hiatus. The cereal, obviously kind of inspired from the frozen waffles, will be available in Walmart stores starting November 24th. So right before Thanksgiving, you can load up on that in about a week or so. The cereal will be available in two flavors, maple-flavored homestyle and blueberry.
Ooh.
After being exclusive to Walmart for a few weeks, the cereal will be available at other retailers nationwide, but they want to do their rollout at that one place.
I am so into this. That sounds delicious.
Okay, my wife Lindsay is totally going to try to sign up for this. This is kind of interesting. Scientists are looking for 10,000 dogs for the largest ever study of aging. The project will collect vet records, DNA samples, gut microbes from inside their stomach, and information on foods and how often you walk them and exercise them. 500 dogs will test a pill that could slow the aging process.
Amazing.
To nominate a pet, owners can visit the Dog Aging Project website. The National Institute of Aging is paying for the $23 million project because dogs and humans are the same, share the same environment, get the same diseases, and dogs' shorter lifespan allows quicker research results. How cool would that be, though, if your dog, instead of living like 10 to 15 years, lives like 30 years?
That wouldn't be incredible. I'm always obviously scared of like test stuff because then it could have a side effect of, you know,
your dog randomly bites everything. Ah!
Now it has rabies for life.
It's foaming at the mouth.
That's really cool. Would you take an anti-aging pill
was one? No. I would take like a weight loss pill. But if I'm going to, you know, like, I don't know. I've always talked about that. I guess if it worked, yeah. But then again, the thing is I'd have to have money. Let's say I live to 110, but I run out of money when I'm 50. That sucks.
But think about like the wisdom that comes because I'm a totally different woman in my 30s than I was in my 20s. And I was like, if you could age backwards, but like the things you've learned and like your attitude and how you carry yourself now, amazing.
I love my grandma, but like, or like anybody that's older, but I'm just afraid like technology would become so great. I'm like, huh? What the hell is this? What are you doing? If I could stay with it and hip and relevant, if that could work, then yeah. But
yeah.
I'm cool if I make it to 80, baby. We're good then.
That's your goal?
60, to be honest. I would like to be able to technically retire for a day or two. That would be cool. So
60 is your goal. I want to make it
then
to
my contract
digits.
Here would be mine.
I have this thing where I can look at someone and I see a number.
What's my number? I passed it?
I get 86 with you.
86?
I get 93 with me.
What about Chops?
He's so cute. He's like smiling right now.
Oh, don't let me die.
I'm going to say 92.
No way. Not with the 92. Lifestyle he leads.
I do. What?
That boy makes out with everybody.
He's found his true love.
Liv the Web Girl. What about her?
Let's see. Liv.
She's always cold, which means she has poor circulation.
Very healthy. I get like 94 in her 90s.
Dang.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a long-living show.
It's a compliment.
Sorry. Odds are one of those are wrong.
I'm
probably
trying to live
mine.
Until I'm 120.
What? Who wants to live that long?
Mackenzie just looked at me like I was. She was like, oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, I would love to make it to triple digits. I just think that's so cool to be like, I'm 100.
All right. When I can't take care of my booty anymore, cleaning it up, I'm good. Let me go.
You just don't care. I mean, that's how you.
Yes, you do. I guarantee you care.
Live your life like now.
Oh no! What happened? Somebody better help. No,
don't mind me.
That's Joe's need to know news here on Joe and Mackenzie. Song of the day.
Song of the day. Song of the day. Song of the day.
It's time for Song of the Day.
Da, da, da.
Some people think voting is a big deal that our country has and freedom is a great thing. I would not disagree, but today might be the most important vote of your life, and you don't have to be 18 to legally do it. I don't think so. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Song of the Day. This week has been, for everybody else on the show, hell. For Mackenzie, it's been heaven. She has won 4 days in a row, tying a record for the most wins in a row for Song of the Day. And now you're going for win 5.
Now, this would be a world record. 5 rows and a win. And here's the thing. I was the underdog. If I even just get 5, I tie the lowest person here. Like, I lost consecutively 4 months since I've been here, and I'm on the streak. And, like, I just want the streak to survive. So today is a major day. I need your help.
As they say, all good things come to an end.
No,
hopefully today is the day.
Come on, baby.
Let's go over the category, of course, for Song of the Day. It being a Friday, we couldn't do Throwback Thursday yesterday, so we're doing a Flashback Friday. Liv the Web Girl.
Yes.
I often root against you. This morning, I'm rooting for fire. What are you bringing to the table?
So I am bringing what I think is straight fire. She has been one of my idols ever since I was a very little girl. I mean, she's not so much anymore, but, you know, because
don't
actually,
talk trash,
you know,
ruining
like,
it.
This song makes a lot of sense. Maybe this song explains what exactly has happened to Britney Spears, and it's You Drive Me Crazy.
You drive me crazy.
All right, let's see if Pork Chop can do a back-to-back banger. What do you have today?
So, since we cannot have Mackenzie win today because I wanted to be the one to get 5 wins in a row for a whole week, I had to go back and look for the most fire I could find. So I was searching in my photos and my videos in my phone, and I was looking for old videos of me DJing, and I've noticed a common denominator. When I play the song Yeah by Usher, the dance floor goes crazy, so I need you to go crazy today too.
Peace up, A-Town Dad. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Usher. Let's go, Usher.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Going on to the next person that's trying to bring straight fire to your ear holes. It is me, Joe, and my Flashback Friday song takes us all the way back to 2004. I was a senior in high school, but man, this was the anthem. No, literally, Good Charlotte had a song called The Anthem.
And I don't ever wanna, be you. Don't wanna be just like you. All what I'm saying is this is the anthem for all your hands up, you. Don't wanna be you.
If you are having a rough start to your day, Liv, and you're trying to get through it, that song is going to pump you up. It's going to make you feel good and make you realize, guys, the weekend's almost here. So I guess we have room for one more person today.
Yes, honey. Okay, I think my biggest competition would be Porkchop. And I just want to say, if you vote for Usher, you're promoting herpes that Usher spread unknowingly to victims. Moving on.
To cover myself, because I don't have money for a lawyer or an attorney, allegedly.
Allegedly. No, okay, so here's a big deal. I've lost continuously for months. For some reason, for some miracle, I have been on a winning streak, and I'm just trying to get a world record of 5 in a row, so please help me out. Plus, this song, this will let you unleash your inner swag, your inner sexy going into the weekend. I'm going to guarantee if you pick this song, you're going to get lucky. Let's go with some Pussycat Dolls, don't ya?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't ya?
Don't ya? You know the words, even if you don't want to admit it. So please vote. This
or
would be
even
amazing.
If the band's not together anymore.
They might get back together.
If I win, I'll hack Mackenzie's phone and release her nudes.
Oh my gosh. Well, now people aren't going to vote for you.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Let's do it fair and I'll just win anyway.
How about loses, their nudes get leaked. Do you really want my nudes leaked? Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
All right. I'm telling you, you will get lucky action from someone you actually want if you pick me.
Wait, you're going to sleep with a listener for a win?
This is a battle.
You know what people say, like,
I'm going to get what I need, however. What, Liv?
There's virgins all over the place being like, oh my gosh. This
Vote. I need your phone. Give me your phone. Okay, let's remind everybody of the songs. Liv had Crazy by Britney Spears. Porkchop had Yeah by Usher. Myself, Joe, I went with The Anthem by Good Charlotte. And Mackenzie went with Don't You by the Pussycat Dolls, the category. Flashback Friday. All you do now is vote. Text the word song. I've never heard the Joe Mackenzie studio so quiet before.
So intense.
Song of the day. The voting has now closed.
Oh, I forgot to vote for my
you
song.
You idiot!
I keep doing that.
Hurry, Liv, I didn't. Okay, wait. Okay. I did. Oh. I already did.
Liv!
Well, never mind.
You got one job!
I know, I've been doing that all week. I keep forgetting.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Actually, my phone just died. I don't have the results. No, I'm kidding. That'd be funny.
I would not be surprised if your phone did die. We need to get you a new one for Christmas. Santa, please. All right. Let's give a recap of the songs that you could have voted for today. Flashback Friday is the category. Liv the Web Girl went with Britney Spears, Crazy.
You got me crazy. I just can't sleep.
Very good song. Porkchop went with Yeah by Usher. Myself, Joe, I took it back to 2004 because it is a Flashback Friday after all. And I went with Good Charlotte. Man, they had some bops. And their song, The Anthem.
Don't want to be just like you. I want to say it as this is the anthem for all your anthem.
And Mackenzie, she's won 4 days in a row. That ties the record for the most wins in a row. And she really was going for that fifth win today.
I'm just trying to complete the week.
She went with a song. She said, I'll hook up with you if you vote.
No, I did not say that.
Pull the tape. She went with Don't Ya by the Pussycat Dolls.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't ya?
I now turn the mic over to Porkchop, and just like you, I'm about to find out the results.
I will say, there was a record broken today.
Whoa.
Ooh. Oh no, that means it didn't happen.
Is it the record that Mackenzie wants?
No.
We've gotten the most votes ever.
Wow.
That includes Liv forgetting to vote for herself.
Yeah, true.
We have also got another record broken. The all-time lowest vote. And that's ironic.
Because you had that like a week ago.
No, it's ironic because we have the most votes ever, but yet Someone got the lowest percentage ever.
Oh, no.
Wow.
If it's me.
With a measly
6% of the vote. Live the web girl.
What? Do it drive me crazy?
By the way, Chops just mouthed McKenzie and then said live
I looked at McKenzie and said live.
Wow, I can't believe people have no love for Britney.
Coming in third place with only 15% of the vote, Joe Pesci.
Damn it! Wow. He literally just said, Joe Pesci.
And I looked at McKenzie again.
It's not my name.
It comes down to Porkchop and McKenzie. One song was obviously greater than the other. One person got 27% of the vote. The other, another record broke in 50% of the vote.
I think it's Chops.
Please be Chops. Please be Chops. In first place, with 50% of the vote,
it's Chops.
McKenzie.
What? Are you serious?
McKenzie's the winner. You swept the whole week. And you are now tied for third place with Live the Web Girl.
The funny thing is, you guys, just to this status, now I'm just on even playing field with the rest of the show because I was losing so bad for months.
I don't believe it, Joe. You have to look.
This is
That's
amazing.
Crazy.
Thank you.
No.
Freaking rock if you voted. I love you.
How does
you.
She have that many votes?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I love you.
If you don't get laid this weekend, just DM at Mackenzie Rock.
I'm telling you.
She owes 176 people something consensual, so have fun. I know what your plans are.
This is your glow-up song. Kick it off right here for your weekend. Thank you for making this world record happen.
Okay.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It's tea time, your Friday edition. Kicking things off with Ricky Martin. And I know you love Ricky Martin, Joe.
Shake it, bum, so bum, shake it, bum,
you're
bum.
You're going to be so pumped. He is teasing us a little bit. Will he jump on board performing with J-Lo for the Super Bowl halftime show?
I will be watching. I will be watching. I mean, maybe I'll fly to Miami. Maybe I'll be there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Where are you coming from? What do you know that I don't know? In the meantime, I know Jennifer Lopez and Shakira will do amazing.
I'm telling you right now, Ricky Martin will be there. Pitbull will
be
there.
Yes, of course. All the Miami royalty will be there. Stop playing with us, Ricky. We know it. But I think it's going to be so hot, sexy,
Ricky with
saucy.
The bad lies.
Yes, we love it. So he's not fooling us. Cardi B, not fooling anybody. She says she is going to take acting lessons.
After Hustlers, I filmed a little bit for Fast and Furious. So I felt like, oh, I'm ready for this. I already know what to expect. But the characters were like a little bit different, so I was like, oh wow, I'm gonna need more acting classes because I'm planning on doing a movie this year and I'm gonna be like the lead role, so I'm like, I need to execute this flawlessly.
Okay, that's cool. She's also actually getting into weather forecasting.
It's cold outside, but I'm still looking like a daddy because a hoe never gets cold.
That's your forecast.
Never gets cold. Well, Kate Hudson wants to get you drunk. What the what? Yes, the beautiful actress, talented mama. She has Fabletics now. She's getting into the vodka business, introducing King Saint Vodka.
Try to inspire people to know what makes them happy.
And it's alcohol.
Obviously. Yes, it's a premium craft vodka. It's gluten-free, non-GMO, crafted with alkaline water, and 7 times distilled for purity. So it's like kind of a healthy vodka, if you will. I think it's going to make a killing. I'm into it.
I'll try any vodka to see how it is.
I'm putting that in my Blue Bear Martinis, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm into it. And Camila Cabello dropping new music for us today off her sophomore album, which comes out December 6th. But the new single is called Living Proof, and we have a taste for you right now.
Like a choir singing hallelujah. When my body's crashing right into ya. When we align, oh yeah. Do you feel me? Can you feel me? Cause I can't breathe.
That is a high register. It's like a dog whistle. I'm like, what? I can't hear her.
As brand spanking new Camila Cabello, it's called Living Proof. And she also is going to be launching a North American tour, the Romance Tour, which launches next summer. I'm feeling that. I like that song a lot. Yeah. Go as high as you can go. Chops, how high? Chops can go high.
Wow. Watch out, Camila Cabello. Here we come.
Yes, honey.
Freak Show Friday. That is something we do every Friday, and we talk to people that maybe they're not freaky, or maybe people think they're freaky. We don't really care. We just want to hear your story, what's going on, and we're going to be talking to Chelsea today.
Yeah, this is so interesting. So Chelsea's telling us that her husband has a proposition for her, and it involves tonight, so she's got to make a quick decision. She was into it, now she's not, and she's like, what should I do?
All right, we'll talk to Chelsea and see what's going down for Freak Show Friday. It's coming up here on Joe McKenzie on Radio 9.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Freak Show Friday. Maybe you're a little strange, or you could even know somebody that's a little weird, little different. Something's going on. Please share that freakiness with us here on Joe McKenzie. You can DM us on Instagram, Joe McKenzie, or call 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Chelsea. Hey, thanks for calling in for Freak Show Friday. So what's going on?
Okay. My husband proposed something to me that I think is so weird and freaky, but maybe I'm overthinking it. Okay, so my husband and my brother-in-law, who happens to also be his identical twin brother, have come to me and asked if we could all have a threesome.
What?
Oh, wow. That's dangerous. That's, what's that, the Eiffel Tower, they say?
Your hubs and his brother?
Right, like, it's so weird. Like, I think I'm totally creeped out by it, you know?
Is he kidding?
No, it's like they're totally serious. I couldn't believe it when they asked me. Like, isn't it kind of incest?
Yes.
I don't know.
Noel, I don't know if it is, because there's like, if they're not with themselves and they're with you, like, I don't think it is. Not that I'm trying to be a big like defender of that, but I don't think technically it is, right?
I mean,
if they do stuff with each other, yes. But if it's just with you, I don't think it is.
But if they're both just there, like, naked, partaking, that's their brothers.
Yeah, but they're not partaking in each other.
Yeah, but still, it's still brothers, like, in the same act. Even if maybe they are not touching each other, they are watching, they are seeing, they're involved in kind of like the same motions and acts. Like, that is very strange.
Yeah. Okay, so go on. Like, how did this conversation go down? When is this supposed to be happening? What's the deal?
I mean, well, I haven't agreed to it yet because I feel really weird about it. Like, they just kind of came to me this last weekend and were like, hey, you know, like, let's do this thing. And you know, I talked to my husband about it, and he's like, this isn't incest, you know, it's kind of kinky, you know, and it's very kinky.
Is it bothering you that they're brothers, or that it's just a threesome?
Well, like, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, obviously they're twins, so they've shared a lot. And which is why he says it's not that weird. And then he also, I mean, I've always wanted to have a threesome.
Okay.
Which is why.
So this is making a little sense. And when like this happens, just bring this out of the blue.
And when this happens all the time, too, it's like a guy with twins, like, that's like a fantasy all the time. So what's the big deal? Like, a guy with two girls, it's like, ooh, that's hot.
In Joe's movies he watches.
Like, I don't know. I mean, it is kind of hot. And he brought up a really good point that, you know, because it's his brother, we know that this person is totally clean, rather than if we, you know, found someone on the internet, like some random person. But I feel really weird about it because they're brothers and because he's my brother-in-law. And I've always wanted to have a threesome, but I just don't know if this is how I want to do it.
Now, you've wanted to do this. Have you thought two men? Or were you thinking with a woman? Or are you just open to whatever?
I mean, I was open to whatever, but I just sort of assumed that he would prefer another girl.
But not his brother.
I think it's even weird, like, when people say, like, the fantasy with the identical twins, I think that's weird too. Like, no offense to my sisters, but I don't even want to think about them doing anything like that.
Sexually.
Like, yeah, no, exactly. But
it's not the girls. It's not the twins that are wanting to do it with each other. It's like me wanting to be with both your sisters.
Well, how do we know that this guy, this brother, her husband, doesn't want, you know, to see his brother like that? Like, obviously he picked his brother, and we have no idea, like, no, with the threesome, like, anything could happen. They could be like fondling each other as well. We just don't know.
Chelsea, do you want me to step in for one of the brothers?
Joe, I gotta ask you something. Okay,
yes.
Because it might be different for guys and girls, I don't know. But pretend you're single, and this the most like smoking hot supermodel is like, we're gonna do this, Joe. But one stipulation: your brother has to be in the mix. You don't have to touch each other, but like, you both have to be there.
As long as our swords don't cross, I think I'm okay.
Really?
If I'm only focusing on the woman, yes, it's gonna be awkward. But
here's the thing. During a threesome, like, you're going to be focusing on the woman as well, but also, like, what is happening to the woman with the other person.
I'm just going to have on, I'm going to have an eye patch over my eyes. I'm going to have that, and I'm going to have earplugs in, so I don't hear.
An
it's all sensual.
Eye patch over your eyes. Hear that, ladies? That does not sound like a successful
threesome. I'm a pirate for your booty.
I've always felt like, from what I've heard, that one person always gets left out in those situations.
All right, 833-563-2539. I guess there's a lot of questions. One, if you got any advice here for Chelsea, do you think this is freaky, or is she kind of being, I don't want to say stuck up's the word, but maybe she's overreacting to it? But also, though, too, has anybody else out there, because I know we have a broad audience, have you done a threesome? Maybe you've done like the brothers or sisters kind of a thing. Has that worked out, or maybe it was one of your good friends?
A lot of people say it's a horrific idea. Now, the only thing that I kind of, in a weird way, I understand, like, you don't want to get some rando. I get that because of, like, you know, to be clean and everything. But still, it's just so weird.
Okay. I really hope we get some calls. And I don't know. Why don't you hang on, Chelsea? Maybe we'll try to see what we can do for you. 833-563-2539. It's Freak Show Friday. Content warning, it might be a little awkward, the conversation we're having, but hey, we do like to help people, even if it gets that way.
Yes, earmuffs for the kiddos if you're on your way to school.
We are talking to Chelsea this morning. Chelsea, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. She was propositioned by her husband, and it wasn't to go shopping, it was something else. Exactly what did your husband proposition you? I want to make sure I understand this.
So my husband and his brother, who's also his identical twin, asked if I wanted to have a threesome with both of them.
And now we're kind of wondering, is that incestual? I don't think it is, unless the brothers do stuff with each other. But also, though, too, should she feel creeped out by that?
And Chelsea, you had mentioned you brought up to your husband that you'd like to try this to spice things up, right? So it wasn't like out of the blue.
No, I mean, we've been talking about it. It was a thing we talked about a long time ago. I just didn't think it was going to happen this way.
You know what? The main point that I think was missed here is that the two brothers came to you, Chelsea. I feel like in a threesome situation, like, you would be like, hey, like, I've always wanted to do a threesome. Can we do it with your brother? Like, for
why do I feel like that's how Porkchop says it?
I just think it's weird that the two brothers, that your boyfriend or your husband, whatever, and the brother came to you.
No, it's not that weird, because her and her guy had the conversation already, and he's probably like, oh, well, this is something safe. We don't have to find a random person. You could, you know, if you find me attractive, what about my brother?
I feel like it would be sexier if it wasn't premeditated. Like, if something you're just like loose and having a crazy wild night. But I feel like when you plan something like this, it's like, I don't know.
Okay, well, let's go to the phone and see.
Hey, I just think it's the brother's excuse to see if they really are twins.
Oh.
If you catch my drift.
Porkchop has done the twin
side
experiment.
Side by side.
In a department.
Michelle. Okay, we get it, dude. Thank you.
Go on.
Michelle, you're on also with Chelsea and Joe McKenzie. What you want to say?
So when I was a teenager, I kind of dipped into the women pool, and I was like trying to experiment, like, do I like men? Do I like women? Do I like both? So I was dating this girl for a while, and I was like, hey, like, we've got a friend, like, we hung out with him and stuff, and I was like, why don't we do a threesome? She's like, yeah, that's great, like, let's totally do it. And like, we did it at my house in my bed, and I was the one that got left out.
No! See, I told you. I have heard millions of times but someone always gets left out.
Here's the catch. I got left out because I was not about to do it naked. Like, I wanted protection. Like, this dude had a history.
Well, that's smart,
like,
though. You don't want to dive into that. You don't want to get up in that thing. Ugh. I don't blame you for sitting out on that one. Somebody help Michelle out. She's looking for it this weekend, okay? Let's go to Liz this morning in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. Liz, what do you think?
Well, I think there's two, like, valid points that haven't really been brought up yet. It's one, what happens at, like, Thanksgivings and Christmases when you see this brother in your family? And that's super awkward.
So what are you guys been up to? Well, you know... Gobbling on his gizzards.
That's so random.
Oh, God, don't say that.
That's a good point. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Chelsea. Sorry, what am I saying? Chelsea's still there. Liz, I appreciate that. Let's go on to line number 7 this morning and say hi to Sierra. What's up?
Hi. So I wanted to say that in high school, I did a threesome with one of my best friends and a guy we knew, and I would not suggest doing it with people you care about that much.
Why?
Just because people do get left out and feelings get hurt, and it's not something you want to experience when you're trying to have a good time like that.
Okay. I mean, not to get too visual, but I assume when it's two guys and a girl, nobody gets left out.
But you have no idea. Like, you have, like, I feel like you're thinking
anything can happen.
To have a threesome, like, I feel like the possibilities are endless.
Every video I've seen, nobody gets left out.
Here's the stipulation.
Thank you for the call.
But you have to be the guest star. That's the only way, because then you're like the new hotness, because you don't want to just be in the established relationship with someone else, because then you're going to get left out. Right?
All right, let's go to Brittany this morning. Brittany, you're also on with Chelsea for Freak Show Friday. What do you want to say?
Yeah, me and my best friend had a threesome with his cousin.
Wow.
It wasn't bad. There hasn't been any issues, but it depends on the person to know whether or not it's going to work or not.
Wait, so your best friend and the best friend's cousin and you?
Huh? You say what?
So it was your best friend and that your best friend's cousin and you?
Uh-huh.
So did the cousins at all touch each other?
No.
Okay.
High five, cuz.
Okay. So you're saying there is a way to do it where, like, the two siblings don't have to actually interact.
Yes, of course. We've known that from the beginning, Liv.
Well, I'm just saying, in my mind, when you have a threesome, you know, you're at least, like, I don't know. I would imagine
I'll draw you a diagram later. There's multiple options. Brittany, thank you for calling in. So would you ever do that again, by the way?
Oh, yeah. We've had multiple.
Ooh, okay.
I actually have a kid with my best friend, so.
Oh.
There you go.
That's cute. I like that. That's cute.
Hey, Brittany, thank you for calling in.
That's a story that's rare, because usually they go awry.
See,
that might be the only one thing, Chelsea. What if you get pregnant by your stepbrother?
Your
stepbrother. What would it be? Your brother-in-law.
But the kid would look the same.
That's another video I saw.
The kid would almost look the same.
Yeah, so who would care? I hung up with the wrong person. Chelsea, I think you're going to be fine here.
Chelsea, we just want the story for Monday.
I think it's low-key incestual. I do.
Oh.
I think it's weird.
It is totally weird.
But Liv's a prude, though.
What would Mary J. Blige say? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Is she in that?
Isn't she?
Mary J. Blige.
I don't think so.
Okay, so final verdict. Should she do it? We got to go around the room. Liv,
yes.
She should do it.
No.
Chops.
No.
I say no.
Yes. Chelsea,
Joe just wants to be able to fantasize about it this weekend.
I don't know if you've been to Paris, but you can have the Eiffel Tower this weekend. Do it.
Ugh.
Do it. Are you going to do it?
Call us if you do on Monday.
Yes.
Either way, call us.
Take a picture.
I will definitely let you know. I have a lot of things to think about now.
All right, Chelsea, we appreciate it. Well, that was a good conversation. By the way, I appreciate it. It's not easy for everybody to call in and share those stories with your experiences, so thank you for doing that. We really do appreciate it. Coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie, this mom smokes weed. She does it every day, and she says it makes her a better mom. Now, I'm interested. I'll read more of the story here, but I want your thoughts. Maybe you do partake in the marijuana?
The herb.
Because I've heard from people, like, I have nothing against it. It's just weed doesn't do anything for me, but to each their own, that they feel like, yeah, I do feel better. It relaxes me or does whatever. So I'm wondering, or maybe you're like, that is absolutely a terrible mom. Take her two kids away. Like, lock her up.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. There's so many people that I'm like, ooh, I just love their vibe. They're so chill. And you're like, Kinsey. They're like, high as a kite.
Hey, man. 833-563-2539. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Some people say this mom has got a terrible idea. Others say, you know what? Maybe it actually does work for her. What is she doing? Well, she's a mom of two kids, and she says smoking weed every day makes her a better parent because she does so. Now, this mom's in Vancouver, Canada. She smokes pot every day because she says, well, it just relaxes me. It helps me out. She's a 23-year-old mom of two, and she went on Instagram and admits, yeah, I smoke marijuana every night after I put my kids to bed. So the kids are in bed for the night. She added that by smoking each night, she has come off her antidepressants, added some weight to her previously underweight frame, and she says, I sleep better now, too. 833-563-2539. I'm not asking for medical experts. I'm just asking for your opinion. Do you think that this story of her smoking weed can make her a better parent? Maybe the same? Or do you think, oh no, her smoking is going to make her a worse mom? Like, because the comments and reviews are kind of mixed on there, what people thought.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I mean, she's doing it when her kiddos go to bed. So it's not, you know.
I think it's fine, personally. Like, I know
her.
I don't have kids, but I think if she's doing all these things, the kids are tucked away. It's weed. Hopefully, it's just relaxing her. And I think it's good she's able to get off medicine. I think it's good for her, too. She'll be a better mom if she doesn't have to be on pills.
Yeah, so it's interesting for me because I just moved from where it was legal. So it was really, like, no big. And I don't know. Here's the thing. I feel like moms in particular, I'm a busy mom, like a single mom, busy mom on the go. And you're not doing your kids any favor when you're just exhausted all the time and stressed and nervous and like, ah, because they can feel that off of you.
Yeah.
So I never, ever will judge another mom. But if she is still able to be totally crisp and, you know, clear with her children and this relaxes her, I say, hey, go for it.
We got Mike, I believe, in New Jersey. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 26. I got two kids of my own. I only smoke at night. Helps me go to bed. I'm not smoking during the day. I'm not putting them in the room so I can go smoke during the day and put them off. But I don't get any sleep, so it definitely relaxes me. And I feel more refreshed in the morning. So
do you think
it makes
you a better dad then?
I don't think it makes me a better dad or a worse dad. I just think that, you know, for me personally, I need my sleep. I need to be able to go to work every day and make a living. And so I guess, you know, in some aspects, it does make me, you know, a better father.
Yeah, and by the way, too, I'm not saying does this make the parent better than other parents. I'm saying that person themselves. Like, this is Joe on marijuana, this is Joe off of marijuana. So, hey,
yeah.
Thank you, Mike, for calling in this morning and listening in New Jersey. We got Megan. Hey, you're listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What do you think, Megan?
Well, I used to work in social work myself and the criminal justice system, and I smoke weed almost every day, and I just think that if it makes you a better parent and you don't have prior substance abuse issues and addiction problems, like, and you're not doing it around your kids and you're not doing it inside the house, I just genuinely don't think that there's a big issue, especially if they're not on medication or using other drugs or anything like that.
It's refreshing to hear that, but is anybody else surprised? Thank you for the call this morning.
Yeah.
I thought people were like, this is terrible. Take her kids away.
No, I just think, I mean, as long as it's not abused, as long as it's not done in front of her children, as long as she's not high as a kite all the time. I mean, marijuana has a lot of, especially, you know, obviously medical marijuana eases anxiety, sleep problems, stiff muscles, helps you with nausea. It can help seizures from epilepsy. I mean, it has a lot of, obviously, strong points.
Sarah, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think about this mom saying, I'm a little bit better because I smoke weed every night after I put the kiddos to bed?
She's totally right. I mean, I totally agree with her. I do the same thing. I have two little ones, and it just kind of, it calms me down. It makes me snap as easily, and I'm better all the way around.
Now, how does it, like, because I want to understand this more, like, what makes you better? Does it make you feel better or relax you? Like, what are the benefits you think it makes you better?
It just, like I said about the snapping, I mean, you don't go off as easily. You're just, you know, you can think about things and, you know, talking about with your kids instead of snapping on them and yelling. And I don't know, I'm a yeller, so I know it just
calming down.
I am too. I think everybody in the room is like, Joe needs to start smoking weed.
Well, I mean,
yeah, come on, Joe.
Yes, at the THC, I mean, it, you know, the dopamine, you get that euphoric, like relaxed feeling, and just at the end of a day.
Do you ever actually like do anything else? Like, do you ever drive your kids while you're high? Or
now that's where I have a problem with.
Well,
stuff.
that's what I'm wondering. Right. And also, do you, or is it just only at home at night?
I mean, I don't think if you're working or if you're doing things that if you have to be productive, I would say do not smoke. just kind of in the evening type thing, I would say.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. We're going to get some more calls coming up next. Do you think this is totally fine? This is totally cool that this mom's in Canada says, hey, I am a better mom to my two kiddos because I smoke every night after I put them down. Or is this an issue? Is this a problem? And if so, I want to know why you have a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, my judgment would change if she was, like, taking her kids to school high, obviously. But if it's, like, when they're in bed, it's her time right before she goes to sleep. I just don't have a problem with it.
It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Apparently, everybody is fine with this mom in Canada that says on her Instagram, I smoke weed every day because it makes me a better parent, which is cool, I guess, like, that people are more accepting, right? But I honestly thought we'd have, like, no call supporting it, and everybody like, no. She's not a bad person, but that does not make you a better parent. It probably makes you, you know, not being able to pay as much attention, and you're going to be, like, feeling funky.
And as I described, I feel okay if it's once the kiddos are in bed, she's by herself, it's her me time, a little before she goes to bed, if it relaxes her, cool. Not if she's waking up, getting high, doing things with her kids, taking them to school, smoking in front of them. That's not okay with me.
All right, we got Anita this morning listening in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Anita, what do you think?
Hello?
Hey, what up, Anita?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Are you on... hold on a sec. Oh, you're killing my ears here. I feel like you're mellowing my high. If you're on speakerphone or Bluetooth... See, I'm high. Can you get off of that? Because your phone is so loud.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hey, we're all, it's a Friday. It's all good. Just want to be able to talk to you because I want to hear what you got to say.
Hello?
What up? What do you want to say?
Yes, I'm saying that it's okay. I'm with her on that. I feel like she's being very by the time she wakes up in the morning, the high beat and warm. But I don't believe that it makes her a better parent. I mean, to each his own. It just calms her down to do what she feels like she needs to do. But I don't think it makes her a better parent.
Okay, Anita. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We really appreciate you. Let's go to Cindy this morning. Hey, Cindy, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think about this mom that, if you're just tuning in, everybody, she says she smokes weed every night after the kids are put to bed, and she says it makes her a better mom. Like, not compared to other moms, but at least makes her a better mom than what she would be.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. Here's the thing. I feel like I raised four kids, and stuff happens in the middle of the night. They don't feel good. They get sick or whatever. And is that mom really going to be with it enough to be able to care for her kids? True, they go to sleep and you assume that they're going to sleep till morning, but they don't always. Sometimes they wake up with nightmares, or sometimes they're sick or they don't feel good. And then the mom isn't really going to be with it. And also, you said that she's off medication. She's not really off medication. She just changed it from antidepressants to THC.
All right, Cindy, that's a good point. Hang on a second, though, because you said you have four kids. We have Brittany. Brittany, how many kids do you have?
Five.
You have five kids. So do you agree with Cindy? Or
superstar,
or
mom.
Do you smoke, Brittany?
I do smoke.
And you have five kids, and that's not a problem?
I have five kids. I take care of them by myself. I do all the cooking, all the cleaning. I work full-time. I take them to sports events. I do everything that I'm supposed to do with them, and I take them to school every morning.
Okay, now, Cindy brought up, at least to me, I thought it was an interesting point, because I'm all about do what you want to do, but what if something happens where you smoked at night and your kiddos wake up and they're puking or something, they're sick?
Then you get up and you take care of them.
Okay, but are you...
There's an amount to smoke, like you don't overdo yourself. Now, you don't smoke until you're just sitting there laid and can't do nothing, and I smoke to calm my nerves. Because I have a lot of stuff that I deal with, a lot of stressful things. Mm-hmm. Like, I've even quit at one point in time, and I had some family members come to me and approach me after about a month and a half, and was like, look, you need to smoke again.
Oh, wow, because you were just so...
Because you handle all the stress and everything better. And, you know what I mean?
So what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Cindy?
I just think then you're just you're using it as the same thing as if you're using if you were drinking every day. If you're drinking two or three drinks every day, it was the same thing. And yet, that's not acceptable.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, see? I mean, and so what's the difference there?
Brittany, do you think that Cindy might need to try smoking weed?
I don't know. It's not for everybody. But I don't agree with the whole drinking thing. Drinking and smoking weed is two completely different things. Like, my dad used to drink on a daily basis, and I grew up with that. I will not be around anybody that drinks on a daily basis like that.
Okay.
There is a big difference in between how it will change your character or, you know what I mean? Like I said, some people it doesn't, you know, it's not good for them.
Hey, Brittany, thank you for calling in. Cindy, actually, hang on. I want to get somebody else on there. Anonymous, you're on with Cindy this morning, who she's not judging people. She just disagrees, though, that it's not really necessarily making you a better mom or a dad if you're smoking.
She's got a great point. Things happen in the middle of the night when your kiddos come in and they're sick or they have problems, and if you're not all with it, it might be a problem.
So what do you want to say, Anonymous?
So my problem is she is making it sound like marijuana completely disorients you. Like, you can't function as a mom, or if, like, there's a fire, oh, my God, I'm so high off marijuana, I can't get my kids out of a burning house. It's not like it's, you know, the epidemic heroin going around where you're nodding off in the middle of the road and can't do anything. Like, it's a plant. Like, in other states, they prescribe it medically. It's so much better for you than prescription drugs out there that you're not supposed to drive on as well, which... I'm going to be honest, I have drove high before, and there is nothing wrong with my driving. I have a perfect driving record, and I just don't understand why people get so upset about that. It's not like I'm out here on, like I said, another drug or a narcotic and driving the streets like a crazy person. I'm focused. I'm in tune with everything going on around me, and I just get so sick of people comparing it. Like, you can't function if you're on marijuana.
Yeah, that's a good point because, you know, we kid about when mommy, you know, kids go to sleep, mommy breaks out her wine, the mommy juice, and has a couple of glasses of wine to relax. So I guess it's, I mean, pretty much it's similar.
Hey, Cindy, we appreciate you calling in this morning. I mean, obviously, I don't think you were a fan of everybody on the phone, but you bring up a different view, and that's always what we try to do on this show.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Have a good day, you guys.
You too.
Okay. That was interesting.
I think, too, one point, I'm obviously, like, not against, like, smoking weed or anything like that. And I think, though, for me, as a parent, when I become a parent, I'm going to be way too scared because I know I'm going to have so much responsibility. Until it's legal, I don't think I would do it because you're putting yourself at risk to get trouble legally. And when you have kids... that can, you know, that can affect also your children's
lives.
When
you have a kid, like being a mom, every decision is different in your life because it's not just you anymore, right? So you're responsible for somebody else. That's very true. And it'll come. I'm assuming it will come here because it's, I mean, it was no big, like on the West Coast.
It's starting to go around the country. Yeah. Eventually it might be. We'll see. But hey, you know what? We appreciate that conversation. And hey, as long as you're being a good parent, that's all that matters. Coming up next, we'll have to do it very quickly before we get into the tea. We're going to do the Friday freestyle.
Oh, shoot.
Who's ready?
It's going to be my first one.
Oh, this is going to be so
good. This is going to be embarrassing.
All right, it's going up next. Friday freestyle. We're doing something we've never done before. Everybody on the show gets 1 minute to spit hot fire.
Yay!
Are you ready?
No.
Okay, Mackenzie, for the first time, is taking part in this. Intern Chloe has got the words. She will give them to us. Let's have Liv the Web Girl go first today.
Oh, wow. I'm okay.
Is that okay?
it's good.
All right. Do you want your standard beat or what do you want here? I got all kinds of hot fire for you.
I'll take the ones that I always normally get.
Okay. I think that this is it.
Yeah, I think this
okay,
one.
Okay, go. All right. Are you ready? We have to get a topic from intern Chloe, and then we shall begin.
Livy Liv.
Intern Chloe, what word
Just
does
give
she
me
have?
A word. Coffee.
Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let that marinate. Are you ready?
Yes.
Coffee.
All right. Here we go. Man, you know I love that coffee. I like to put something in it like toffee. Oh, yeah. It makes my butt real fat. That's right, that's where I'm at. Man, I'm spitting some bars. And I drive a lot of cars. like I'm in Uber, like pork chop. Oh yeah, he's a trooper. I put him through a lot of ish, but that's right, he's still my main bish.
Wow, yeah.
Whoa, okay. Dang. All right. Woo! That was straight fire this morning. I think I'll go next if okay with everybody.
Jane is the best.
I will say Joe will keep going for a minute and 30 seconds. I think because
it's
all
30
four
seconds,
of us
30
are
seconds.
Doing it. Make sure, all right.
It's
all
30
right.
seconds. I gave you 30 seconds.
This is MC Papa Pesh bringing the heat for Friday Freestyle.
What's the category, intern Chloe?
Can I get a rap about school?
School, there we go. All right.
School.
School, cool, fool, drool, rule, mule. Okay, here we go. What are you doing, you big old dummy? You want to make yourself a lot of money? Then you gotta be cool. Go to school. Make sure that you follow the rules. Make you sure you practice and preach what you do when you meet the teach. Give them an apple, give them a grape. I don't care. Neither one's a mistake. They're gonna say thank you. Yes, they'll like it. If you want to follow my advice, I say do this. Take a shower and brush your teeth. Whatever you do, don't smell like yeast. Try to rise Ew. To the top. If you don't, man, you should stop. Go to school, get your education, quit getting on that PlayStation. Fortnite, do not fight. Get in there and read a book. When you do it, you're gonna get hooked. You can't stop learning, man, you're going to succeed. If you go to school, they'll teach you all the important things you need. I think I'm done because the beat just dropped. I'm Joe Pesh, I'm on top.
Smell like yeast? You could have used feet, man.
I know.
Feet is the same rock.
I feel like that should be a schoolhouse rock.
That was like, so
hey. Brush your teeth. Read your books.
We need to pull that
Don't
audio.
Be dumb.
Don't get hooked on drugs, kids.
We're gonna
Don't
play
touch
that.
My no-no zone.
We're going to play that at the beginning of the school year every year now.
I absolutely love it.
Don't touch my no-no zone.
All right, I got to check. Yeah, I thought the whole show was doing it. Pork chop. Can I have you hop on for 30 seconds to do a rhyme? I know he's doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. At least he's acting like it so he doesn't have to do this. You got time?
Yeah.
Okay, Pork chop, what beat would you like, my man? Do you have one in particular? I mean, I got your Wiz Khalifa. I got your usual. I think this is yours.
Yeah, that's mine.
Okay, we'll go with the old school one that you like?
Yeah.
All right. Intern
I love
Chloe.
Chops.
Intern Chloe Money, what is Chops top?
Cold.
Cold, okay.
It's cold.
Okay,
so think about that. It's cold. Yeah. You're wearing a jacket.
Yeah.
All right, you ready, my man?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. Producer Pork Chop.
Yo. My name is MCPC. Yo. My name is MCPC. It's so cold. I'm not old. Liv the web girl. She slept in. Why'd she sleep in? Cause she's so cold. But wait, you're always cold. You're so cold, your heart is not gold. Like your hair, it goes down to the stairs. Joe, you're not cold, you're not old, but you're bold. Cause you're on top of your game. Can you get me a raise?
Joe? You're like, oh, I love Joe. Okay, you guys can
wait,
go to the bathroom.
I didn't rap job. About Mackenzie yet.
Oh. Mackenzie rhymes with nothing. Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
Cold. Mackenzie's so bold, just like her coffee. Oh, look, now I'm gonna rhyme coffee because you're so fluffy. Okay, never mind. That's it.
You know what? You should have just stopped just right there.
I can't believe you. I literally praised you in my rap, and then you go and you just destroy me.
I wasn't listening.
Okay.
I don't know why you guys want me to. I'm gonna be so bad. Okay.
Intern Chloe.
Wait, you didn't ask me my name,
oh,
Lady M.
Sorry. What's yours?
Lady M.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. What is Lady M's topic or word?
Love.
Love.
Okay, that's her favorite thing.
That's my favorite thing.
All right, so what rhymes with love? Let's help her out. Love, glove, above.
Should I write this down?
Dove. Oh, love and dove. Those always go together.
Oh, man. Okay. You're going to run out of words. Here we go. Are you ready?
Ready. Lady M.
MC Lady M.
Yeah. Lady M taking the mic. Love. It's like a beautiful dove. Chops, use that glove when he expresses his love. Love. It's not too nice to shove. You put that other person above. You give them love on the daily. No hating, just love in the face all night. That's right. Keep it tight.
There we go. That, my friends, is awesome. That is what we call the Friday Freestyle. It's Joe and Mackenzie on a Friday show. We go woo, 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 we go woo. Hey, hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. Sorry we're so dumb, but that's just what we do. Twitter and Instagram, follow the dumbness. I think that's a word. Joanne McKenzie. Her boyfriend bought flowers for her sad BFF. Here's the story. A 21-year-old woman named Abigail. She's a student at Ball State University in Indiana. And one of her closest friends recently dumped her boyfriend after she found out he cheated on her. What a dog, right?
Yeah.
Like, what a turd. Well, Abigail's boyfriend, Max, bought flowers for Abigail's friend to cheer her up. He asked Abigail before he did it, and Abigail says her friend was so happy to get the flowers that it almost made her cry. Now, here's the thing, though. Lots of people have weighed in on how they want their significant other buying flowers for someone else and how they wouldn't approve of that. They say it's a bad idea. One woman said, yeah, my boyfriend will not be giving my best friend flowers. 833-563-2539. Do we have a problem with this guy giving flowers to her BFF?
I think that he got permission, if you will, I guess, from his lady. So it's cool. Like, he didn't just do it on the random and she found out, was like, huh. Like, he did it as a kindness, an act of love, and I think it's sweet.
Yeah, I think it's nice because, like, it's not like it was just a random thing done behind the girlfriend's back. Like, this, her friend is going through a really tough time. So I think it's something nice. Like, I love seeing my boyfriend do nice things for my friends. Like, it honestly is a major turn on. But I will say, I've had two separate boyfriends hook up with two separate best friends of mine. So I might not be the best person to ask.
Do you think you can get the three-peat or no?
Let's hope. No, I'm just kidding. No. So I might not be the best person to ask about this.
See, yeah. I say there's no big deal, and I don't think that the guy or the girl, if we flip this, has to ask permission. You're telling me you need permission to give another person flowers? How messed up is that relationship?
Well, but I was going to say, okay, it would be weird. Would you feel weird
if I sent flowers to one of Lindsay's BFF friends, like the redhead that's kind of hotter friend, Megan, or something like that?
I sent Megan flowers, but Megan calls Lindsay. He's like, oh my gosh, Joe sent me the most beautiful flowers. Lindsay would be like, huh? I mean, I don't think she'd be mad, but if she's not in the loop, it might get awkward.
She could be, huh? But she has no reason to be mad. Like, there's no, why can't a man or a woman send another man or woman flowers, like, if they feel like that'd be a nice thing to do?
See, I actually do have a best friend that's going through a breakup, and, like, she's having a really, really, really tough go at it, and she's actually coming to town this weekend. So, boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, if you're listening, I think it would be really sweet if you went out of your way to do something really nice for her, just because it's like, of course your best friend is going to be there for you and do something nice for you, but the fact that, like, your best friend's boyfriend is like, hey, like, we all got your back, like, we all want you to be okay, I think that's so sweet.
Like, if either of my brother-in-laws got me something, I would be like, I would be so sweet. And maybe it's different if you're dating, I don't know, opposed to, like, married.
Does anybody in real life, because online I saw all these comments, I'm like, I can't believe people have a problem with this. Does anybody in real life on the phones have a problem with this, where this guy bought flowers for his girlfriend's BFF because she was going through a tough time?
Well, maybe if he never does anything for his own lady and then goes above and beyond, maybe that could cause an issue. Like, this girl, you know, if a woman's like, he never does anything sweet for me, and then he's busting out like two dozen roses for my friend.
All right, 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next on Joe and Mackenzie.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Is it a big deal? Her boyfriend bought flowers for her BFF. The poor girl found out her man had cheated on her. I mean, maybe she's like, well, hey, this guy's a good guy. Maybe I can get with him. That's the only thing I could see if you're really insecure and jealous as a possibility. But is this okay? Would you have a problem if your man or woman did this, if they're in the same situation? Let's go to Regina, listening in India on Radio Now and 100.9. What do you say, Regina?
Well, I say, on the one hand,
I would appreciate the fact that my guy showed me enough love, care, and respect to ask me if it's okay.
Yeah.
But I would still feel a little uncomfortable with that idea. So what the best thing to do for everybody, my guy, myself, we offer my best friend the bouquet of flowers together. That way it's not uncomfortable for anybody.
Yeah.
And we still show my best friend a lot of love.
It's like love us.
Now, Regina, I get what you're saying. How would you feel, what would you do if your man gave flowers to her and didn't even ask you about that?
I would feel uncomfortable, and then questions would be on the table. I mean, I'll just ask the questions. I wouldn't assume anything is going on, but I would definitely not like the idea because that raises the questions and concerns for me. That's just me personally.
No, and that's totally cool. Hey, we appreciate it, Regina. Thank you for calling in this morning to Joe McKenzie. Let's go to Haley, also listening in Indy. Haley, what do you think?
Well, I guess it would go back to the question that you guys asked, I think it was last week, where if a man and a woman can just be straight platonic friends.
Which they can't, by the way.
Well, meh. But,
which I think they can. Like, Joe, we're friends.
Are we?
I think you can be just friends too, but it depends on how you feel about that. So I wouldn't have a problem if my man was to say, "Hey, your friend's going through this. How about we get her some flowers?" Not a I thing, but a we thing. Mm-hmm. But I would agree that it would have to be discussed.
Okay. Interesting. I'm glad to hear that people have different opinions on it. Let's go to Erica in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What did you want to say?
I just want to say that, like, initially I can see it being an issue, but, like, in the long run, like, he's showing compassion to somebody that you care about. And I think that should be a good thing. Like, if he's willing to be nice and sweet to people that you care about, like, why are you mad at that?
Right.
Like, you want that in, like, your partner. You want them to show compassion to other people and be nice to other people. So he's doing that without trying to get recognition for it. So what's the problem?
Hey, thank you, Erica, for your call this morning. Let's go this morning to Julie listening in Houston on Houston's new radio now, 92.1. Hey, Julie, thanks for calling in. What do you think? Is this a problem?
I think it is if he did it on his own. But if I agree with everyone else, if he did it as a couple in there for both of you to support, then yes.
Now, Julie, let me ask you, and maybe this is bringing my own deficiencies as a husband into the play. My wife often says, like, why do I have to tell you to do things? Like, you should know to do certain things. Now, I'm not saying this is one of the things a guy should know, but wouldn't you be like, okay, well, look at my boyfriend or my husband. Like, he's taking initiative and seeing somebody is in pain and he's doing something. Isn't that a good thing?
No.
Okay.
She's right, because if the girl,
it's disrespectful. If I were to find out that he just sent the flowers, and no.
Yeah, I mean, if the Megan, the hot friend, goes to Lindsay, gosh, tell Joe thank you for the lavish bouquet he sent, and she knew nothing about it, you are going to get in trouble.
Maybe they wanted it to be a surprise for everyone, you know? And I just don't think it's weird. Like, I will send my friend, if she's having a really hard time or if it's her birthday, I will send her flowers. I will send a bouquet of flowers. Like, why can't a guy? Right. I will send my friend. That doesn't mean I'm trying to, like, get in her pants. It's I'm doing an act of kindness. So he was just trying to do an act of kindness. That doesn't automatically mean he's trying to, like, be sleazy and get with her.
Okay.
But, no.
I don't know. In the circumstance, though, because she got cheated on, right?
Yes,
so she's
and that's
already
why
down
he did
in the
it.
Dumps, and then he's, like, riding in on a horse, like,
she's vulnerable.
I'm a great guy, and she's, like, hating on this other guy. I'm just saying, I just think include your mate so it just doesn't have any
that's
issue.
When opportunity knocks when she's down. That's when you send the flowers. Dolores, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
I think you just threw your argument out the window. You don't believe that men and women can be platonic, therefore any man sending another woman flowers means there's a double meaning behind it.
Ooh,
she's yes.
So you just prove that men cannot and should not go behind their woman to send a woman flowers because they can't be true friends.
No.
So,
I will say.
You just called him out, girl.
Hold on, Dolores. Calm down. Turn down the Dolores clapping train. We don't know, first of all, if her boyfriend is gay. Maybe he's really not into women and it's more of a mutual thing. And he likes her. So my theory still holds.
No, it does not.
Explanation around it. But it's okay, Joe. We love you still.
But maybe, Dolores, he's cheating. And maybe, like, he is trying to get out of it and he wants to get with her and this is the chance to do it. Which would prove that no woman should have
faith in a man sending another woman flowers.
Unless he's cheating.
Joe, you got schooled.
All right, Dolores, your phone's cutting out.
Dolores!
Okay, well, whatever.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It's not me, but your dummy of the day is coming up after Shawna Mendes and Camila Cabello. They got a song called Senioritis. Oh, wait, it's Senorita. Sorry.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Listener discretion is advised for this dummy of the day. Of course, it happened in Florida. A Florida woman allegedly bit her boyfriend's ding-dong and threatened him with a knife after she accused him of wanting to hook up with another woman to flip pancakes.
Uh-oh.
The assault happened during an hours long, so they were drinking a lot in Miami Beach. Weren't you just there, Mackenzie?
I was.
Were you the other woman?
Go on. I need to hear more details.
This woman, Esperanza, was drinking beers with her boyfriend when a female friend joined them at about midnight. The friend left a short time later, but Gomez became enraged and accused her boyfriend of wanting to get it on with the other woman.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. She then shouted at him, grabbed him by the arm, and began to poke him with a knife. I call that stabbing, but to each their own. She then bit his wiener out of frustration.
Oh, that escalated so quickly.
It's all right now, ladies. And if your man says he does, he's weird. No man wants you to bite anything around the wiener. Not even as like a little turn on. No.
Like where on it?
You don't.
Just anywhere.
You don't. I don't even want to talk about it.
No, I mean in the story, where did she go after it?
It says she then bit his wiener out of frustration.
That is so nasty. Like, I wouldn't even want to bite it. Like,
I mean, I think about how frustrated my wife gets with me, and like, I'm afraid to go around my wife when she's mad now. Like, all of her frustration, I wouldn't have anything left. The woman was arrested and hit with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Yeah, her mouth, or is that the knife? I don't know. Either one of them is pretty darn dangerous. That's your dummy Whoa. Of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
Okay, if you don't already, you need to go like us on Instagram, Joe and Mackenzie, because something drastic just happened this morning. We'll explain. Mackenzie, you were the first one hit with this, so if you haven't already, go like us. It's Joe and Mackenzie. We'll explain in less than 10 minutes here on Radio Now. Candy sweet as gold. It smells like we got cinnamon rolls. What is that deliciousness, Mackenzie?
You always love when I make oatmeal, Joe.
I do.
I made apples and cinnamon steel cut oatmeal. It's a new flavor I'm trying out.
I don't love it when you never share any with me, but.
Well, it's like not that big. It's like half a cup of oatmeal.
Take a little bite.
It's breakfast.
I'll take the remnants at the bottom. I'll mix it up.
I'll bring you some. Do you want what flavor? Would you like apple cinnamon?
They all seem good.
Okay.
I'll take any of them.
I'll bring you. You just have to bring it so it's easy. Convenience is key.
All right, cool. Hey, what had happened was our Instagram, it's messed up, man.
Yes. Okay, so Instagram keeps changing, and I just noticed literally this morning, we've been talking about it for weeks, they're taking away the likes. And so my account has been hit. So what you'll see now is it says you can see who is it liked by. Like it would be like liked by Joe Pesh. But I don't see the number of likes. However, Chops, producer Pork Chop, was saying on his, if you look at my page, though, you can still see it. But I can't see it.
So yours hasn't been hit with it yet. Now, my whole thing is this. I think Instagram's been doing a lot of changes. And by the way, you can chime in, 833-563-2539. I kind of like it. I like what's actually happening. And I'll tell you why. I hate when you get crap from people like, oh, my God, you see what photos Joe liked? Now that people can't see that anymore, I'm a free man. I can like whatever I want whenever
man,
I want.
Man, I just learned about this, like the snooping you could do when the following likes. You could see what other people liked, and I was super into that. And then they took that away. Now you can't even see the number of likes, which the number of likes is fine because people post good stuff and maybe don't have that many followers. So sometimes they're embarrassed if they got like 30 likes or something. So this will help those people. Now they feel more free, I guess.
We play a game where there's somebody that we know and we're like, we describe like what the photo is. like what they posted, and then we guess how many likes we think it got, because it gets so little usually.
It's so mean. We do that, though, sometimes.
It's a fun game. It's a fun game.
You can't do it anymore now.
But I'll be honest, and maybe this makes me sound petty or insecure or whatever, I really do get insecure with likes, and that's anybody. Like, that people have a lot of followers. Like, I think it's all comparative. Like, compared to Porkchop, I have a lot of followers, but then me compared to Kim Kardashian, I don't even have an Instagram. Like, it's all different when you compare stuff. But I guess I'll be honest, I chase likes sometimes. Like, not that I try to do things like, ooh, this will get more likes than that, but I do get excited if something gets 400 likes instead of 100.
I would probably say 90% of the people on Instagram look at their likes, and they, like, care about them. Obviously, like, they want to post a picture that's going to get a lot of likes and a lot of double taps. And, I mean, if you watch, like, the Kardashians, they have even talked about it on episodes. You're like, oh, wait, like, hold off to post this, like, don't post it till this time. Post that version than that one because that's more likely to get a lot of likes. And there was even Instagram actually kind of had like a malfunction a couple of months ago. And there's this fashion blogger that I follow. She has like 1.3 million followers. And she posted a photo and she only got 12,000 likes. And normally she gets like hundreds of thousands of likes. And she admitted on her own Instagram page, she was freaking out. She was stressing out about it because like one that, you know, she just cares so much about it. And then she's like, it made me realize, like, that is such a stupid thing to care about. It ended up being a malfunction. But the fact that I even, like, let it take up my time is stupid.
I think social media should really supplement your passion. I don't think it should be the passion. And by meme that, I think influencers, amazing. Get your money, do your thing, honey. But if this whole thing goes away tomorrow, what are you doing with your life? Like, I think it should help build your brand, build your passion, but you need to actually be doing something else, not just that. And I understand you can make lots of money, and but I'm saying if it all goes away, what are you gonna do? Like, what?
I don't know. I'm trying to like double down here, and I'm going to put it on Instagram soon, but I think I'm going to get YouTube going and Facebook Lives. I want to start doing that food eating thing. Like, women do it a lot where they eat the food.
The YouTube channel.
I think I could do big with that.
Honestly, you might be able to. That is huge right now.
Are we talking
in YouTube.
Sexy or just
no,
like?
Just,
no,
it's
just,
like just
it's just me eating
women
food.
Eating an crazy amount of food.
What is wrong with society? First of all, who has time to sit and watch other people eat food?
It's, I don't understand the appeal. I understand the appeal of ASMR. I don't understand the appeal of that.
Oh my God! What if I combine the two, Matt?
I think some people are. There's already people in the market that do that, Joe.
This chicken.
You could start rubbing it on your body. You could do it shirtless.
Crispy yet moist.
I feel like he definitely is planning on doing it shirtless. Like, we obviously already know that.
And then if people love animals, my dogs often, when I eat at home, I eat shirtless. Like, we had spaghetti last night.
You eat at home just sitting there shirtless all the time?
Yeah, because I always get it, like, on my shirt and stuff. Then you have to wash the stains out. Yeah,
don't you get it in your beard or your chest hair, then?
I do, but then my dog, Benny, comes along and eats
it. Ew!
That's really gross. I'm like,
I'm picturing food getting tangled in your chest hair and your dog coming over and nibbling it up.
He has hair on his man boobs.
Oh my God.
That's not real. You're joking.
Oh my God. Hold on. I don't think she'll pick up. Well, I'll wrap it up right now because Porkchop's giving me the wrap. Sign. Hold on. Let me call my wife.
I'm going to gag.
I'm going to see if she'll pick up right now.
This is disturbing.
No, it's not.
Please stop. I feel like he puts food on his nips on purpose.
I don't put it on my nips.
I'm about to throw up. Please. That's so gross.
Stop it. It's not that bad.
It really is, though. Nasty. Ew. He probably purposely puts peanut butter on his mom's boobs.
Get out of here.
He's like, come here, Benny. Come here, Paddington.
You know what?
Are you hungry? God.
I don't think she will pick up.
I'm traumatized.
You agree, Lindsay?
Oh, good. Lindsay probably purposely is not picking up.
It's normal.
The phone.
Real quick, Nick the engineer in here fixing
stuff. It's not normal.
Nick,
that is not normal.
Is that normal, Nick, to put, like, you know, not to put it on there, but if your dog, like, eats the food off, you know, big deal.
No. This
off
is our engineer, Nick.
Your naked skin.
I mean, I don't want to gang up on you, man, but no.
Thank you, Nick.
All right. Whatever. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Jules walking around saying, hey, get out of the studio and quit farting. And I'm like, Liv will do that in a second. We are Joe McKenzie. Is everybody good? We have a good week. We made it through.
We did it.
We made it through. through.
Hell yeah,
yes,
pimpin'.
Yes, honey.
What do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
Well, I have to go to the BMV and finish all my car registration, blah, blah, blah. And then picking up my little lady, my little Lulu. She wants me to take her to school. She wants some new clothes for school. So we're going to do that. And then, I don't know what we're doing the rest of the weekend. She has a birthday party. So it's so funny as a mom, if you're a mom on the go, I'm like, okay, so I have 2 hours on a Saturday. What are all the things I can do? Mm-hmm. I could get my nails done. I could go to the gym. What else can I do?
A massage where they do your nails and you nap.
Heck yes. So we're just going to hang out. What about you guys?
I am this weekend doing a crap load of packing. We close on Monday.
Oh, congratulations.
Later on tonight, my wife, she's out of work. Her and I got to meet up. We have to go over one last minute, 11th hour detail for the whole process. I'll tell you what. You know I have anxiety, and this is stressing me out. It's going to be okay, but we have to sign some more paper stuff. So I'm doing that tonight and then packing all weekend.
I love how your wife, Lindsay, I got to hear them talk yesterday on the phone, and she's like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Crap.
She's so calming. I need her. I need a Lindsay in my life. She's like, don't freak out, Joe. It's going to be okay.
I got to fill. I haven't fully filled out my insurance. I got to do the rest of that today. Crap. Okay. Pork chop, what about you?
I'm at the steakhouse all week. I'm at the steakhouse all weekend. I'm there tonight. I'm there tomorrow. I'm a double. And then, oh no, Sunday is me and my boyfriend's last day together ever because he starts working Monday.
Wow. Literally, it sounds like he's deploying.
I know.
Just starting a job that he will come home every night to.
Yeah, that's walking distance from where they live.
Oh, I know. So sad. So we have to like celebrate on Sunday, do something nice together for our last days off together, even though we have like probably all Thanksgiving week off, but you feel me.
Well, I have a super busy day. I have to go to Cycle Bar right after this. I have to do a training really quick. I have to run home. I have to pack. I have to go to Cincinnati tonight, and then I have to wake up early in the morning and drive back because I have a friend coming into town. So I need to make sure like all my sheets are clean, do all of that and stuff before she comes into town because homegirl is dealing with a breakup, so she just needs some good girl time.
Aww.
All right, hey, we've been mentioning it all this morning as we wrap up the show. Want to make sure you can help out. Something really cool for a long time now, actually, here on Radio Now. We've partnered up and tried to help feed 40,000 Hoosiers for Thanksgiving, and we're joining forces with the Moselle Sanders Foundation. All you got to do is text M-O-Z-E-L to 313131. Once again, very simple. Simple, I can't say it. M-O-Z-E-L 313131. That number and $20, just to throw it out there if you're considering what you're doing with your money this weekend, will feed a family of four for Thanksgiving.
How
just
cool
throwing
is
that out
that?
There.
Yeah, do something good because a lot of times we see problems. We're like, what can I do? This is what you can do.
All right, so for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and intern Clo Money, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.